With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. A federal court in Montana Monday denied a temporary halt on the winter bison hunt near Yellowstone National Park. U.S. District Judge Susan Waters declined to stop the long-fought-over hunt after not seeing evidence that residents near Gardner would be permanently harmed by it. Gardner resident Bonnie Lynn and a group of locals sued to stop the hunt this fall, saying it was unsafe to residents, hunters, and visitors. Bison migrate out of Yellowstone every winter in search of food at lower elevations. Their path funnels through Beatty Gulch, a small area of the Custer-Gallatin National Forest where hunters wait for the animals to arrive. It's across the road from Lynn's home where she has rental property. Waters' order said there wasn't sufficient evidence that the hunt has a negative impact on businesses, increases the risk of brucellosis, or causes irreparable trauma because, quote, the plaintiffs could choose not to watch the bison hunt. Waters wrote, halting the hunt would, however, likely cause hardship on the tribes who rely on bison for food and cultural preservation. Treaty rights were also taken into consideration. Several tribal representatives at the Interagency Bison Management Plan meeting in West Yellowstone Tuesday said they could not comment on the litigation. The group cooperatively looks at bison management in the area. Nathan Varley, president of Bear Creek Council, a citizens group from Gardner that works on wildlife issues, says he understands why the lawsuit was filed.
In the winter, when the hunt is going on, there's of course a lot of traffic, gunfire, carcasses, that kind of thing going on. And I could see how that would be a difficult thing to either live with or run a business around.
The lawsuit filed by Gardner locals is challenging the National Park Service and U.S. Forest Service. Here's Mary Erickson, forest supervisor for the Custer-Gallatin National Forest.
Now, as this works its way through the court process, there will be a schedule of briefings and all the other legal steps, and I wouldn't speculate on how long that would take and how that process would play out.
Montana's hunting season for bison began November 15th and extends into February. The tribes set their own start and end dates. Around 100 bison were harvested by hunters last winter. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.